Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
To seek out
new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Red the Game Radio, with your host DJ Smell for
Good,
an international
call. Hail, hail, all from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Alright, people, we is somewhat up in this motherfucker, man. Happy somewhat New Year, goddammit. You know, we're officially into the 2011. Where the hell is my damn party pop at? I don't know, people. Gotta do this thing official. Gotta do it official. Alrighty then. I don't know what the fuck is that, because what the hell is that? Ball Talk got the whole goddamn switchboard all fucked up. Shit is everywhere. That means they didn't fucking with music. God damn it, Ball Talk fucking radio, man. Y'all really expect people to go goddamn premium?
Shit, if this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Where's my porn music? They done hit the porn music and everything. What the fuck is going on? What the? I'm about to get pissed off. All right, now I'm about to get mad. What the fuck, Blog Talk? What the hell did you do? Okay, well, the show is definitely going to be short today anyway, so it don't matter. The show is going to be an hour show. Heavenly Angel, you on the show. Blog Talk has got the whole switchboard fucked up. And I don't know where all of that damn shit is at. Everything is out of order, and it's just all fucked up. It's some bullshit. Where the fuck is all this shit at? All right, then.
It's for Elizabeth Barreaux, B-R-E-A-U-X.
Okay, you put your government information out there, because, I'm talking to you, woman.
Can you hear me, Millie?
Yeah, because the goddamn switch is fucked up.
It's terrible. The Block Talk's been acting up all day.
Yeah, I'm serious. This shit is fucked up. I just rescheduled the show to actually shorten it, and that shit didn't even go through. It's still the same 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got a meeting at 2:00, so I got to shorten the show to an hour. But I'm like, God damn, yeah, I go look at the switch, and everything's fucked up on the switch. This shit's crazy, man. Y'all crazy. And then they gonna have the nerve to extend the goddamn deadline to go premium till January 10th. Man, there ain't nobody jumping on that bullshit, man. Y'all ain't got no good service, man. I mean, why the fuck? I'm gonna sit here upgrade when, you know, every comment is something's fucked up with Blog Talk. You know what I'm saying? That means y'all ain't listening to the.
And they want you to pay.
Yeah, you ain't listening to your host, man. You talking about turn around and paying? Now I'm sitting here trying to edit the fucking episode. Well, high sound is not a reflection of the new year, people. I feel like shit right now, but motherfucker.
You too.
Yeah.
I got the winter blues, baby.
You got the who?
The winter blues.
Oh, what is that?
Well, it's always cloudy and cold and miserable for the most part. And then, because winter brings the flu, you know, and cold, it's no fun. The winter blues.
Yeah. I mean, winter's supposed to be, you know, it's supposed to bring good fruit. You know how when that winter freeze come on, if it don't fuck the fruit up, normally it makes the fruit sweeter. Well, at least down here, down in Florida, when they grow the oranges and stuff, only when they get too cold and they get like freezer burn and it fucks the fruit up.
Yeah, they got heaters out there now, you know. They try to heat them up, warm them, you get a freeze.
Yeah, they got all kind of. I mean, I don't understand. It's 2010, y'all motherfuckers still ain't came up with. You know what I'm saying? Technology, you can warm food up, but you can't keep no goddamn, you know, shit outside warmed up. I mean, that's just crazy. All you have to do is build some fucking tents over it. You know what I'm saying? With the roof that fall out during the daytime, so it gets sun during the daytime, and then damn, there you go. You know, get that bitch up at night.
Sounds like you got cold, all right.
Yeah, I'm fucked up.
Yeah, I had that a while ago.
I'm fucked up, but and listen, here go again. Now the shit, oh, I don't give a damn, people. The show ain't nothing but an hour long. Regardless of what the fucking say, 2 hours, what the hell, level, bitch ain't nothing but an hour long.
All those women you were kissing on New Year's Day didn't pay off, did it? Now you stick with a cold.
Nah, wasn't nothing like that. I was working. Yeah. Shout out to everybody at Coco, though. Had a good time. You know, opening up the new year. Except for bust ass fucking police officer that pulled up 6 minutes till the goddamn 12 o'clock. You know, bitch ass motherfucking. The people that sat on the lot while I work at the club, they sell barbecue next door. They set up their little barbecue grill. They sell barbecue. But one of their nephews or some shit like that is worked for the police department. You know what I'm saying? So every fucking night that they be out there, he'll ride by, and if they out there, he'll pull over, block the fucking street up, or he'll pull over like next to me. You know what I'm saying? I be smoking weed. I don't be having time to be worried about you. You know what I'm saying? Come fucking with me or worry about what the fuck I'm doing over here. So it's like 11:54. You know, I'm smoking and shit. I'm burning. I see him. But when they pull up, you know, I respect, I put the shit out, you know, I put it down, I put it out. He's sitting in the car just running his fucking mouth, though. I'm like, man, you got to go, bro. I mean, goddamn, it's New Year's Eve. It's going to turn New Year's. You should be out, motherfucker, trying to find somebody DUI or some shit, not sitting up here, you know, kicking the fucking bobo and shit. So 11:58 hit. All right, man, fuck this. I ain't bringing this New Year, you know what I'm saying, worrying about you, motherfucker. I fired my shit back up. You know, hit that bitch a couple of times. He right next. If he looked to the left or looked to his right, he sees me. Put it that way. If he let his window down, he would have got a gush of motherfucking smoke. You know what I'm saying? But he had his window down, talking to his people. So, you know, after I hit the bitch about 3 times, I guess he done smelt the shit. So he decides to get out of the car. You know what I'm saying? He get out of the car. I went ahead and put the bitch back out. I'm like, man, I ain't give a fuck about you, dog. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to be on this property anyway. You need to get the fuck on. Fuck around. New Year's done here. You know, I just say, fuck it. I go, Happy New Year to everybody and shit. You know, Happy New Year. And then this old punk bitch, he leaves 4 minutes after goddamn New Year. I didn't get a chance to shoot my pistol off or nothing for New Year. Kind of hot. You know, so hold on. Hey. Happy New Year, goddammit. And, that's how I opened up the New Year, you know what I'm saying? But I was out, it was actually kind of cool for the New Year. That's what kind of fucked me up. You know, let the alcohol get the best of you, and then you think it's...
Step out in the cold, yeah, you know.
Yeah, you don't think it's cold, you know what I'm saying? But while you're out there, especially down here in Florida, man, we got so much to do. At nighttime, when the cold hits, it's a lot of dew, a lot of moisture in the air, and that's how we get sick. That's what fucked that thing up. So, well, it's all good. Shout out to 186 Diz. He's the ride of this heavenly angel. The guest who I guess would get geeked the fuck out to start the new year, but I didn't even get a chance to kick a bitch out last year. All right, people, give me a count now.
Don't kick them out.
Don't worry, they kick their own stuff out, because I don't play that shit, people. This is a no-guest new year. I don't give a fuck. Y'all want to goddamn call in, 347-237-5125. Stay the fuck out the chat room. That's all I'm going to say about that. You get your ass booted with no warning. Just boom. So, if y'all think y'all for to come in here and tired of signing in the Blog Talk and just want to sit in as a guest, that ain't going to happen. I'm going to tell you now, because if I kick you out, then you can't even log in under your name for a good little minute. So, it ain't even worth it. It's just better to either goddamn call in and just listen online or shit, stay the fuck out the chat room. That ain't with it. Anyway, I gotta blow my nose in a minute. But,
better to have a guest than no guest, man. You know?
Huh?
We're not responsible if they're underage listening to, you know, adults.
I ain't responsible for shit. That's why I ain't worried about it. I kick their ass the fuck out of it. I ain't gonna concern myself who the fuck it is. You might be too old to listen to this show, goddammit. It ain't all about the youngsters. You might be too old. Shit. Fuck that.
Right,
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com right now.
And if you didn't get it before the 31st, the promo special has ended for you to get 20 free bids, 20 additional free bids on top of the 10 free bids. It's all good. Happy New Year to you. Hope everybody enjoyed the bids. And enjoy playing. Shout out to Easy Rider, Bid66.com. Today's show is My Health, Your Health Monday. Presents I'm sticking in a bitch, but not really. It's soap and shampoo. And I know people are like, where the fuck did you come up with this shit from? I just do. So the description goes, have you ever wondered why there are so many products on the department store shelves that cater to your cleanliness? But are they all the same, or do they actually do something different than the rest? You know, is shampoo soap, is soap shampoo, or is shampoo soap? You see what I'm saying? Is one of the two vice versa. So if your body is covered with the same hair that grows on your motherfucking head in other areas, then why do we choose to use two different products that do the same goddamn thing?
That is enough to say.
Now, with that being said, you know, my thing was to look up, well, I have to go to one of these department stores and look up the goddamn ingredients on the shampoos, because when I looked at shampoos and conditioners and all that shit, when you start reading the top, anything with ingredients, when you read the first five ingredients, that's the major shit that's in it. Fuck everything else. The first five things, that's what's in everything. You know what I'm saying? If the first thing on there say sugar, you want to leave that shit alone. That's all that's in that motherfucker is sugar. You want to leave that alone. So that's my whole thing about with just regular soap and shampoo. It's the same shit. What is it doing different? You know what I'm saying? Besides you washing your hair and you using shampoo to wash your underarm hair, your pube hair, or any hair down your leg. What's the fucking difference? And what's the difference between using the soap on your head as well as everybody else? What's the difference? All right, that's what we talk about. The difference between. Not that I know of any, you know what I'm saying? Okay, they might say it's got pH balances and all this other kind of shit to make your hair, wavy and all that old bullshit. But even after you still get out of the shower, you still got to you still got to, you know, most people got to put grease on the hair, you know, or put some kind of mousse or something on your hair, you know what I'm saying, in order to, you know, to order for that, for your shit to even look right. You just don't get out the shower and because you done use some goddamn Perk Plus bullshit, your hair's bouncy. Hell fuck no. I ain't never seen that. You all the fucking lying ass commercials. People get out, your shit is fucking wet. You dry that shit out, you don't put nothing on it, your shit's gonna be fucking free, frizzy as hell. You know? So that's what we're going. Hey, well, first of all, Ms. Heavenly, what kind of shampoo you use?
Well, I go to the organic store and get some because there's so many chemicals in there that are not good for you.
I'm sorry, people. We can't talk to Heavenly. She's fucking organic, okay? So she buys, ain't going to apply to y'all Walmart shopping ass motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, I was going to say my daughter doesn't like using that, so I have to get her stuff from the store. You know, regular store.
I mean, why is it? Does it smell different or something? Or what's the difference between organic and
Well, there's MSG in just about everything. Your toothpaste, cosmetics, shampoos, you name it. MSG is in just about everything. I'm not even kidding. So that's there alone for starters. But I'm chemically sensitive. Highly chemically sensitive, so, and I can't even wear colognes or perfumes. I wish I could. I can't even walk down the soap aisles in the store because of the smell.
So you use Tresemme?
No, but my daughters use that.
Well, they have a line of organic shampoos, though.
She uses Pantene. Smells good, but yeah.
Oh, Pantene?
Pantene,
yeah. Yes. Yeah, I heard that. You can make your own organic shampoo at home.
That's what? Right. Again.
What the fuck is going on?
And I add vanilla to it, so it smells good.
You add who?
Vanilla, real, pure vanilla bean extract. Yeah, I add that to it. It smells like vanilla. It smells good.
Right. You can make your own organic shampoo at home with a few dried herbs, oils, and organic castile soap. If you're concerned about the harmful ingredients found in store-bought shampoos, this recipe is viable. The viable alternative, this organic shampoo recipe makes approximately 40 applications and leaves the hair shiny and soft. It's wonderful for sensitive scalps, but it's suitable for all hair types. So,
did you hear that word harmful product?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. This is things you'll first need. You need distilled water, medium saucepan, dried lavender flowers, dried rosemary, dried nettle. I don't know what the fuck that is, but yeah.
Nettles. You know stinger nettles? You don't know those?
Who?
Nettles. Stinger nettles in the woods.
Oh, like pine cones?
No, you know, there's a plant that if you touch it, it stings you and you break out in hives. And it itches
what?
Like crazy. Yeah, it's called nettles, stinger nettles. Yeah, we have them all over here in Washington State. It's no joke.
What? No, where you got that? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Dried chamomile flowers, medium mixing bowl, jojoba oil, lavender essential oil, organic castile soap, and plastic squeeze bottle. Now, what is castile soap?
That's,
organic castile soap.
Huh?
Organic
Google
castile
Google
soap.
Google it.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to have to do. I don't do no Google people. I don't know why y'all are talking about Google some shit.
Like
I don't be fucking around with the government
and
label. Watchdog syndrome.
Well,
I use everything else. I use, hold on. I got a search bar I actually use called Web or something like that. And it actually pays you to search using their little toolbar. Well, not directly pay you, but, I mean, of course, you have to use the bitch for a while before they, you know, talking about breaking you off and shit, but.
Well, EasyWriter, want to know. He has a question.
Oh, shit.
You see that question there?
Yeah, you going to ask?
What kind of shampoo should he use for his balls?
I don't know what the hell kind of question that is, but you got Leon with the goddamn easy rider to ask some shit like that. If you don't sell that shit on bid66.com, goddammit, it ain't nothing for your balls. Nah.
Hey, there's a commercial on YouTube for that situation. Let me get it for you.
Right. Castile soap is a name used in English-speaking countries for olive oil-based soap, made in a style similar to that originated in the Castile region of Spain. Importations of Castile soap through Antwerp appear in the London port books of blah, 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 blah. Okay, thank you.
Well, he is talking about the hair on his balls. What does he use for shampoo, you know?
The same that you use on your goddamn head. That's what the fuck I'm trying to say. It ain't no fucking difference.
Are you
what
sure?
What the fuck
about
is the same difference between your fucking pubic hairs and the goddamn hair that's on your head?
Might need something stronger down there.
Hey, well, it stay up out of the bad cooter then. You know what I'm saying? Shampoo don't wash that away. You know? Shampoo doesn't wash that away.
You gotta make it smell real pretty now, you know?
Yeah. All right, people, we're going to get into it. Here you go. First, you bring half a cup or cups distilled water to a boil in a medium saucepan and then remove from heat. You add 1 tablespoon of dried lavender flowers, 1 tablespoon of dried rosemary, and 1 tablespoon of dried nettle. Then 2 tablespoons of dried chamomile flowers. Then you cover the water and herb mixture tightly and allow it to steep for at least 30 minutes. Any other essential oil may be substituted for lavender if necessary or desired. If you don't know what the steep means, people, you obviously don't drink coffee or don't drink tea. Steep is where you just dip the bag in and then you allow the bag to sit into your coffee or the drink for 30 minutes. That's what steeping means. All right, number 3. You strain the liquid into a medium-sized bowl and add 1 tablespoon of jojoba oil and stir vigorously to combine. Jojoba oil is also good. It's just a good oil extract to grow your hair. If you just use jojoba oil on your head, period, at least that's what black folks use. We use jojoba oil. A lot of the spray sheets and stuff that we have, because it's not as greasy as using some of the other spray-on hair sheets. So it actually, you know, it's better for your head than having a fucking cake dome shit. All right. I don't talk the ball, people. I don't know what the hell is going on in the chat room, but, yeah. If y'all want to tune in.
Now, I got the link for you. Play that. This will help them out.
Well, here you go.
My co-host for today's exciting event, former champion of the Albuquerque Open, it's Monica Blake, everybody.
I'm thrilled to be here, Denise. Why don't we get started?
Absolutely.
So no one wants to play with dirty equipment. That's why you have to keep your balls clean. The problem is, bar of soap just doesn't cut it. See? Still dirty.
Well, how can guys clean their balls so that they're more enjoyable to play with?
Well, there's finally a tool that can really get the job done. The Axe Detailer. Cleans your balls. Why don't we start with these small balls? With a soft side for lather, and a rough side for scrubbing, this can make any ball sparkly and new. Go ahead and play with those clean balls, Denise.
Wow.
White balls. I think there's a little discrepancy. Oh.
Let's see if the audience has any questions. See you then.
Can it clean these filthy bowls?
Throw those fucking stuff down here.
Look. Cleans right through the prickly surface.
What about my ball sack?
Drop it right here and let's get to work.
Ah, nigga stupid, man. What about my ball sack? I know, stupid, man.
We have time for one more demonstration. Come out here, Mr. Hackerman.
Hey, is that Easy Rider? Oh, my bad.
Monica, can you help me with these dirty balls?
Hank, the Axe detailer offers such a crazy clean. You can even clean your old balls.
Easy. You can even clean your old balls.
Wow. They look like new.
Incredible. There really is no nook or cranny that thing can't clean. You are a true champion, Monica. If you've got dirty balls that need cleaning, call now and you can get a free detailer. Or just visit the Axe Shower Jalal in your closest retailer.
Didn't we already call?
No excuse not to keep those balls clean.
Yeah, I think we already called and got our, yeah, let's call. Fuck.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Axe Clean Call Hotline. At Axe, we're fully committed to delivering you the best ways to keep your equipment awesomely clean. Please choose from one of the following options. Press 1 to listen in while our specialists make some clean calls. Press 2 if you're an expert and would like to leave a message for our clean call team. Press 3 to reach the office of Awesomely Clean Affairs. At any time, you may press 0 to speak with an operator.
Awesomely Clean Affairs.
Hello, Office of Awesomely Clean Affairs. I'm sorry, can you hold a second? There's someone at the door.
All right.
Oh, hi, come on in.
Thanks.
Sorry, this is going to have to be quick. I've got someone on hold.
Yeah, no problem, miss. Is this the Office of Awesomely Clean Affairs?
It is.
Well, then this is for you.
Whoa, look at that package. It's enormous. Let me help you with that.
I got it, thanks.
What a handful. Does it hurt your wrists?
You get used to it.
No, not again. Look at it. It's covered in dirt.
Oh, sorry about that.
You know, every time you guys are in here, you've got a filthy package in your hands. I'm getting a little tired of this.
Sorry.
Why can't you guys keep clean? No one wants to handle a dirty package. I don't care what size it is.
Well, it's not been attended to in a while, actually, so that's probably why it's just a little grimy.
Well, you need to take better care of it. Give it a good scrub. Try one of these. It's an Axe detailer. You can clean your package easily with it. Just grip it firmly in one hand and work top to bottom, like this.
Mm.
Ooh. Is that good?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Thank you. Wow. Look at this package now. So where would you like me to put it?
Well, it's clean, so...
Like this?
Hey, careful where you swing that thing. Oh, watch your head. Not on the desk.
Right.
Hello, and
that's
thank you for
how you
calling
do.
The Axe Clean Call Hotline. At Axe, we're fully committed to delivering you the best ways to keep your equipment awesomely clean. Please choose from one of the following options.
God damn it.
Press 1 to listen in while our specialists make some clean calls.
They all got now clean calls.
So you think you reached Stacy, Kelly, Nicole, Amy, Lisa, or Jenna? Well, sorry, they're pretty busy.
Damn.
Please your first and last
clean
name.
Clean another ball.
If you have a product question, and someone from Consumer Services will get back to you.
All right. Well, hey, Consumer Services, Kelly, Shelley, Tally, one,
Amy.
All the names. Hey, this is DJ Smells So Good calling from Wrecking the Game Radio. And this is my Help Your Health Monday present, Soap and Shampoo. We're discussing your product on the show. Please give me a call back, area code 347-237-5125. Try to get some free sample products for my listeners. And, yeah, so we can get our balls clean. You know what I'm saying?
Can you say that again? Get a little slower, the number.
Oh, and the area code is 347-237-5125, and that is between the hours of 12 p.m. and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The police called 347-237-5125 now.
I'd like to keep some balls. I'd like to keep those balls, please.
Look, goddamn axe. Easy Rider!
I don't give a fuck!
Lick him, clean him.
Mail, motherfucker!
You
lick him, clean him,
fuck,
suck him.
No, nah, man, the fucking switch is all jacked up, people, so I'm not even wasting time looking for new.
Want some Lick-A-Maid.
What's happening, Mr. Easy Rider?
I want some Lick-A-Maid. Remember Lick-A-Maid?
Did we answer your question for you?
Yes. Yes. It'd be cool if one of those people would answer the fucking phone, though.
Oh, sorry, people. Sorry.
And we're back.
I heard you were a professional ball washer. Is that true?
That is true.
You know, that would be funny to go to a, like, a show and then, like, have guys come up and then the girls can wash their balls.
Well, we just had that commercial.
I know. But they should have guys actually come up on the stage, whip their shorts down, pull the nutsack out, and have them fucking lick them wet and then put some of that shit on them and then lick it off.
Well,
that would
porn,
be
baby.
A Luke video.
Porn.
So, yeah. I'm pretty sure Uncle Luke has already done that. Shout out to him. Anyways, how was your New Year there, Mr. Easy Rider?
Hey, it was great.
Look at that, Santa Claus.
It was great. I got a lot of toys.
How'd you break it in?
I got a lot of toys.
What kind of toys?
I got 3 computers. What else did I get? A flash drive, a web camera.
What? Do you need all that? Will you sell all that on Biz 66?
No, that's just my presents. And
you
I got
all that.
Oh, I got all kinds of shit. Oh, I got new electric heater. I bought a humidifier.
Like, how do you get something for a person who sells all the shit on his website?
You know what? It is tough. I am the hardest person to buy for. I just tell them to buy me everything.
Yeah, because you can't really go electronic wise.
I got everything.
And you don't sound like a fashionable type of person that's always worried about having the latest shoes.
No, not at all.
Shirts and shit.
No,
so it's like, you know, what do you buy for a person that already got their own shit?
I dress in black.
Yeah. What'd you get your wife for Christmas?
What did I get her? Okay, let me see. Oh, I got her a netbook and a wireless card, and I got her a bracelet.
Hey, Brooke, what'd you get her? Kama Sutra?
Kama Sutra? Is that like sushi?
You could call it that.
Then I got her a, what do you call it? Oh, shit, I forgot that. Kindle. I bought her the big Kindle. And I got her, a airbrush makeup kit. And I got her, got her a couple other things.
You run this all on biz66.com, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, give me one of these.
You just kept pushing the buttons, right?
That quick.
Oh, shit. Oh, I'll be good.
Happy New Year, Easy Rider.
Happy New Year, Heavenly Angel.
I still haven't made any bids. I've only placed one bid.
You didn't get a bid yet?
No, I probably have them. I haven't been there.
Yeah, they're there. You just didn't use them.
Nope, I've only placed one bid. And
you got to do more than one bid, dear. You got to play to win.
Oh.
I do play to win, baby.
Oh, fuck.
Smelly, how about back in the olden days, like back in the like cowboy and Indian days, you know, when they used to wash their hair, they used to use lye soap. And that lye soap, some of that lye soap, I remember it was very, very dangerous and You know, how many people were lying?
Lye is like that lava soap.
Lye's not lava. Lava's different. Lava's made from volcanic ash. Lye is made from lye. Lye is very dangerous.
Kill ya.
Yeah, I wonder how many people actually died from getting poisoned in their pores by that lye and getting it in there. How many people got blinded, you know?
Yeah, I remember that way back when.
Yeah, I remember lye soap. We had it years ago. Then they had that 20 mule team Boratine. Remember Boratine?
Yeah, 20 mules, yep.
Yeah, Boratine. Right, I'm coming. Give me some fucking Boratine.
Yep.
Why
would
you use it, though?
I used to think, I got it mixed up with Ovaltine, and I was sticking it in my fucking milk.
Yeah, all right. Well, lye is a corrosive alkaline substance, commonly sodium hydroxide, known as caustic soda.
You're fucking lying.
Historically, potassium hydroxide. Previously, lye was among the mainly different alkalis leached from hardwood ashes. Now, lye is commercially manufactured using a membrane cell method. That is crazy. Why would you use something like a corrosive alkaline and put that on your skin?
You're fucking lying.
You could put lye down the drains and it will clean it out.
You're fucking lying.
Why would you put that on your head? Solid, dry lye is commonly
available. They didn't have fucking instructions back then.
Oh, wait. Yeah,
they just put that shit on. They said, okay, it's good for you. All right. Here, drink some snake oil. Okay.
You're the guinea pig. And let's
stick your dick in it. Stick your dick in this bottle of fucking snake oil. Okay. Then your dick comes out all fucking shriveled up. Fucking rotted off.
Well, it does say soap making, though. It says lye is valuable for its use in food preparation, soap making, biodiesel production, and household uses such as oven cleaner and drain opener. Why the fuck would you want to
put that on
some shit talking about
soap making? Hello. Go organic, people.
What?
Make your own.
Are you fucking serious? This shit is a drain opener, and you want to mix that in with anything.
I'm not putting that on my balls.
Take a dose of rat poison. Just the same, you know? Rub rat poison all over you.
That is crazy. Yeah.
I'm going to rub rat poison on me. I want you to lick it off.
Yeah.
I want you to lick it off.
It tastes just like Gatorade.
Yeah,
don't try to smell it.
Your tame treating. Vegetable, animal oils, and fats with a strongly alkaline solution. The alkaline solution often lye promotes what is known as saponification. In saponification, fats are broken down, hydrolyzed, yielding crude soap, impure salts of fat acids with glycerol as a byproduct.
Is that saponification is that like beating off, like masturbation? Saponification, is that like beating off?
It's just a breakdown. That's all it does. It's just breaking down. It's a chemical breakdown.
It had like a sexual overtone. Saponification.
Soaps for lubrication grease. There you go.
There you go.
Soaps like
some live soap up your ass.
Most lubrication greases, which are usually emulsions of calcium and lithium soaps in a mineral oil. Lithium greases are particularly important. Many other metal ion, blah, 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 blah. Such soap are sometimes classified.
I'm going to stick my Peter in some lye soap and stick it in your ass.
Damn. Ancient times, lubricating greases were prepared by the addition of lime to olive oil.
What's good to clean out your asshole?
I guess lye.
No, you can't put lye on your asshole. It would hurt.
Tissue, goddammit. Tissue.
Can you Google it for me? Can you Google that? What do I clean my asshole with? Can you Google that?
I can Google anything, baby.
Well, Google it. What do I clean my asshole with?
The nature of the soap depends on the alkali metal. Sodium soaps prepared from sodium hydroxide are firmer. Potassium soaps derived from potassium hydroxide are softer or often liquid. And historically, potassium hydroxide was extracted from the ashes of bracken or other wood ashes. Lithium soaps are also tend to be harder. These are used exclusively in greases.
I think you're lying. Well, they make soap out of fucking vegetable oil, used old vegetable oil. That's what you're talking about, I think.
Yeah.
I know the
yeah.
guys go around and they collect that used vegetable oil out of people's deep fryers, and then they purify it and they make
fat.
Soap out
both
of it.
Of them.
Yeah.
Animal fat, too. So.
Yeah. That's what they make it out of. That's why they collect that used oil from McDonald's and stuff to make soap.
Damn. A common ingredient in many soaps is derived from rendered beef fat.
Yep.
Damn, people, you putting beef on you and shit. Ain't that a motherfucker?
No wonder my dog comes over and wants to lick my nuts all the time.
Yeah, they're smelling on you and shit. Like, you smell like dog food.
My dog smells fucking... Smells it on my balls. That's why he's looking out. Get away from my balls.
Soap is made from pure olive oil. It may be called Castile soap or Marseille soap. And
that's them
Dagos.
Them Dagos put that on her balls. Dagos put olive oil on her balls.
Dates back to around earliest recorded evidence of the production of soap-like material dates back to around 2800 BC in ancient Babylon, in the reign of Nabonidus, a recipe for soap consisted of uhulu, which is ashes, cypress oil, and sesame, which is seed oil, for washing the stones for the servant girls. A formula for soap consisting of water, alkali, and cassia oil was written on a Babylonian clay tablet around 2200 BC.
Wow. Hey,
so,
Smelly.
I go back to ancient times.
Yeah.
She Googled the thing about washing your ass.
I know you don't think I'm going to read that.
It says, when showering, how do you wash your anus? And it says, it's the last part of me I wash, and I do it thoroughly with lots of soap on the washcloth. And another person said, it's meant to get dirty, and I wipe well. So I give it only a quick once-over in the shower. And the other one said, I wash it after my bowel movement, so I don't need to wash it in the shower. And another one said, one more, says, aside from wiping, I never touch it. Maybe some water splashes down over it. Now, what I do is I bought what's called a bidet, okay? And I have it hooked up to my toilet. And I bought it at American Bidet. I bought it at Bidet USA. And I'll tell you what, man, I would never use toilet paper again. It is the best thing to clean your ass, people. I mean, they're only $100, and they hook up in about 5 minutes, and it shoots water up there, and you have like a lever that you can control it going up and down your crack, and it just cleans you out so good. I'm telling you, Smelly, you'd never wipe again.
Alrighty then. Thank you for that picture.
That's American today.
Good answer.
When I was over in Germany though, they had them shit. That shit blew the fuck out of me the first time seeing it. And I'm like, what the fuck is that?
No.
Of course they had toilet paper just in case you was a dumbass American and didn't know about the shit. But you know, I pressed the motherfucker because it's two separate toilets. They got two separate toilets. They have a toilet, and then they got the bidet toilet. You know what I'm saying? And I guess that's for people who just like to use that type of toilet. But then they got the regular toilet for, you know, to flush toilet paper. And they got two. That shit is weird, man. You go into a bathroom,
you know,
with two toilets.
What's weird,
like,
I was over these Italian people's house, Smelly, okay? And we were all eating dinner. So I excused myself from the table, and I went into the bathroom. So I did my business. Okay, and I wiped, and I put it in the toilet, and I flushed it down the toilet. Well, I came out of the bathroom. All of a sudden, the dad goes, what the hell are you doing with the toilet paper? What'd you do with it? What the hell did you do with it? I said, I flushed it down the toilet, sir. He goes, no, you don't do that. You're not supposed to do that. You put it in the can here. These people, what? they wipe and they put it in a can next to the toilet. And then I find out, okay, now listen to me, I'm eating homemade spaghetti sauce and everything there. Then I find out they use the toilet paper they throw it in their garden for fertilizer.
Come the fuck on.
I'm telling you, man, I swear.
That is the nastiest shit I have heard.
I'm eating the fucking homemade tomato sauce out of their garden, and the motherfuckers using fucking their shit to fucking fertilize it. So I was eating their shit, basically.
Basically. Karma is a bitch. Oh.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Shampoo.
Say something.
The word shampoo in English is derived from Hindi.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Fuck.
Hello.
Hey, hi to everybody, Molson. That was a guy from Pakistan. Hello.
Hey, I don't know what the fuck was going on, really. I'm thinking, like, what the fuck was going on?
Hi.
Are you calling somebody?
How are you? That's not me.
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
You lost control.
Say hi to everybody.
Hello.
Say hi to everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Man, get your goddamn pre-recorded bullshit up off of here, man.
No, it's a guy live from Pakistan. Say hi to him, Smelly.
No motherfucking Pakistan is out
there,
man.
Open to everybody
got in Pakistani.
Hi, everybody.
A body got it.
Say something in Pakistani.
A body got it.
Open.
I can't hear the Gandhi.
You know what the hell I'm saying?
Oh, say something.
You're within a conference call.
No. I'm not a conference call. I'm on the radio.
A body got it.
Okay.
They want to say hi to you.
Man, look,
I'm fine.
He's fine.
And how's America going?
What's how America's going?
What?
How
the
are
fuck
we
kind
doing?
Of question is that? How the fuck is America doing? How the fuck is Pakistan doing?
How's Pakistan doing?
What kind of question is that? You know what I mean? Do you know that America is made up of different neighborhoods, boroughs, states, and all that other kind of shit? So if you ask one general question of how the fuck America is, how the fuck is Pakistan? Either you know you got the wrong one, man. You know you got the wrong
all
one.
Set. How come you ain't talking, man?
One.
Yeah.
Tell this guy to go to hell.
I can't.
Tell him go to hell.
I can't.
Did you just call me a cunt? Did you just call me a cunt?
I can't hear his voice.
Can't hear your voice, man.
Slushy 7-Eleven making.
He's got balls and needs to be washed.
I mean, what's all the other words that they use for Pakistani people?
He's got dirty balls.
Check this out. During the early stages of the shampoo, the English hairstylist boiled shaved soap and water and added herbs to give the hair shine and fragrance. Bam! I done knocked all your shit out right there. And that fucking first line, people, all right? Soap and shampoo. Shampoo is soap. Unless it's organic. It's all the same shit. Yeah. But it has a little bit of extra added into it. Commercially made shampoo was blah, 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 blah. Show women at camp washing their hair, blah, blah. Soap and shampoo were very similar products, both containing the same natural derived surfactants, a type of detergent. Modern shampoo, as it is known today, was introduced in the 1930s with Dreen and the first shampoo with synthetic surfactants. Shampoo is generally made by combining a surfactant, most often sodium lauryl sulfate and or sodium lauryl sulfate, with cold surfactant, most often some big-ass name, in water, to form a thick, viscous liquid. And other essential ingredients include salt, which is sodium chloride, which is used to adjust the viscosity, a preservative, and a fragrance. Other ingredients are generally included in shampoo formulations to maximize the following qualities. And this is where all the MSGs and shit kick in. You know what I'm saying? All this additive and on the side bullshit. You know what I'm saying? They just want to throw in there. You got pleasing foam, easy rinsing, minimal skin or eye irritation, feels thick and or creamy, pleasant fragrance, low toxicity, but it's still toxic. I don't give a fuck if it's low or not, bitch. Toxic is fucking toxic. Good biodegradability, slightly acidic with a pH less than 7, and since a basic environment weakens the hair by breaking the disulfide bonds in the hair or keratin, and no damage to hair. This is what it's supposed to be for. Many shampoos are pearlescent. This effect is achieved by an addition of tiny flakes of suitable materials known as glycol distillery, typically derived from stearic acid, which may have either animal or vegetable origins, just like fucking soap. Glycol distillery is a wax, meaning you are putting wax in your fucking head. And many shampoos also include silicone to provide conditioning benefits. Silicone is the same shit that they put in women's fake-ass titties that end up busting. And, yeah, and then they get all fucked up because now they got silicone all in their goddamn body and shit. It's not healthy for you people. It's not healthy.
No. Right.
And this is weird because they say commonly used ingredients. But, I mean, this is over 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 ingredients to make up fucking soap? Are you serious? How to make up shampoo? It takes over 13 common ingredients. And the one at the top is ammonium chloride. Ammonium, people. You put ammonium in your head. I don't even know what the fuck that is, but it's in your head. Now, it don't sound good. Ah. But anyway, that'll do it for that shit, people. Go organic if you can afford it. Let's see what stores sell organic shampoos. Let's find out. Where do you get yours from, then, Blaine? You order it or
Whole Foods?
Yes, sir. What is that? A website or something?
Well, they do have a website, but it's a grocery store here that has all organic products.
Oh yeah.
Food, you know, it's like a little. It's a grocery store. Type in Whole Foods.
Let's see. Organic food stores.
There's also PQC.
I don't know of any here. Oh, excuse me, man. Jeez. Eating a lot of soup and shit. You know what I'm saying? People, you got to hydrate yourself, too. Make sure you hydrate.
Feel better, son.
Drink a lot of water when you get sick, because first thing that your body does is dehydrates. Yeah.
All these locations. I got the link for you. I got the link for you for Whole Foods.
All right, cool.
Natural and organic grocery.
Oh, is this for Tampa?
Let's see. This is Seattle.
What the hell, man? What the fuck? This shit pulled up a Florida traffic school. That's stupid. What the fuck, man? They don't have one in Tampa, Florida. Ain't got a bitch. What's next to me? Kate Bradenton. And I want a Bradenton. Let's see.
Well, there's WholeFoodsMarket.com.
Let's see. Bradenton, we got Front Door Organics, Good Earth Natural Foods, and Richardson in Bradenton. Anything else a little bit closer? Let's see. Parker. Fort Lauderdale 8, Fort Myers, Gainesville 8, Jacksonville 8. Lakeland, yeah, that's the closest one to me.
see the Lakeland guy. Excuse me. And they have Chamberlain's Natural Foods. So a rinky-dink, small-ass goddamn itty-bitty town has a goddamn organic food store, but as big as fucking Tampa, Florida is, we don't have a damn organic food store. That's weird. Or you can go to Whole Foods.
Yes, wait, hold on now. What's your, can you give me your zip code?
133615.
Say that again.
33615.
One.
Oh, well, we do have one. Oh, it's a Whole Foods
I do
market.
Have.
I thought I heard of that place before. Okay. That's right down the street from me on North Del Mayor.
Ventura?
No, no, no. Mine is 1548 North Del Mayor Highway. It's the first one that pops up.
Tampa, they have it. They got them all over Florida.
Yeah, Tampa. Well, no, I said Tampa. There's only one in Tampa.
Yeah.
Not all over Florida.
Yeah,
they're all over Florida. I'm saying that Tampa's only one, though. That whole food market, that's the only one in Tampa that carries organic. Well, that it shows. Everything else is right next to a Sarasota.
About 8 miles away from me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That Whole Foods market, yeah. But I'm saying that's the only
place
that
I have to travel to. Mine is about maybe 10 miles away.
Oh, damn, I didn't know it was that close, though. Shit, I might have to go and check them out.
It's a 15-minute ride, you know.
All right, let's give them a call. Hold on.
Yeah, it looks like they have them all over the country.
Thank you for calling Whole Foods Market Tampa. We are located at 1548 North Del Mabry Highway in the Walters Crossing Shopping Plaza, right below Target. Our operational hours are 9 a.m. till 9 p.m., Monday through Sunday. If you know your party's extension, you may press at any time. For meat, press 1. For grocery, press 2. For produce, press 4. For bakery, press 5. For specialty, press 6. For marketing, press 7. For prepared foods, press 8. For whole body, press 9. For customer service, press 0. And again, thank you for calling Whole Foods Tampa.
Please hold a moment.
We want whole body, people. The whole body.
Get your say and share the gift of good food.
Normally, these people work here, though. They don't know shit about organic. Nobody don't even use organic. You know what I'm saying? They just work there and shit. Like, what the?
Year's End brings no greater pleasure than the opportunity to express to you season's greetings and good wishes.
It's like going to the dentist's office and your dentist standing outside smoking a cigarette. Like, stop. Nigga, you go out there, he tells you, you need to stop smoking cigarettes. Like, what? The fuck is that?
Thank you for calling Whole Foods Market. This is Becky. How can I help you?
Damn, Becky, you talk fast. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm chilling like a villain. I got a quick question for you. I'm actually on the radio. I'm a radio show host. And I'm doing a special today about soap and shampoo. I came across actually a friend of mine that lives in Washington. She strictly organic.
Okay.
And I'm actually trying to get my listeners to know if we can all go organic, or you know what's the pros and cons of us actually going organic. She says that she buys her soap and her shampoo from Whole Foods Market in Seattle, Washington.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm in Tampa, Florida. I'm right down the street from you guys.
Okay.
And she's actually one that turned me on. So I'm just trying to first figure out, you know, what's the price ranges of your soaps and shampoos?
I have the perfect person for you to talk to. It's the manager of that, and I'm going to transfer you to her, and she'll give you everything you need to know. Okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, hold on.
Right. Well, I guess we'll have to extend this, people.
And whether you're a guest or a guest, Whole Foods Market has you covered. The full-service catering to prepared foods, from floral arrangements to fragrant wines and imported beers. Gifts for the hostess or your family. Start and complete your list at Whole Foods Market. In warm appreciation of our association during the past year, we extend our very best wishes for a happy holiday season. Holiday hours of operation, Wednesday, December 22nd, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday, December 23rd, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday, Christmas Eve.
Somebody's not on top of their job.
Yeah. And Christmas Day, Whole Foods Market Tampa will be closed.
That is nasty, man. They got to put all this other kind of stuff to counteract, you know, PEG 150 disterate is a simple thickener. Citric acid is used as an antioxidant to preserve the oils in the product. While it is a severe eye irritant,
they work like a debit card, can be used like cash, and fit perfectly into any holiday card or stocking. We have resourceful gift cards available.
God damn, woman. Take out of the goddamn time. What's wrong with y'all? Shit. Tell y'all on the motherfucking radio. What is that? Well, there you go, people. Go goddamn organic. I mean, shit. Since you've been on these shows and been listening to Heavenly Angel, been on the shows, everybody, you know, has been hearing organic, 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 organic. And that is where we need to go.
Whole food and product.
Yeah. And you want
it. It may cost a little more, but it's worth it. Your health, you can't put a price on your health. I'm sorry. Your health is pricey.
Yeah, no, there's no. Most people suffer from eczema on their palms and their head. Some find that, what, I don't really know what eczema is, but this is some kind of condition. Some find that wheat and or gluten, the protein found in many grains, including wheat, is the cause, particularly if they are sensitive to this in food, or a celiac disease, which is a wheat allergy. Reactions can include dandruff, thinning hair, and hair that breaks easily. Shampoo can often go into the mouth, particularly for children, so all individuals who are on gluten-free diets may prefer to find a gluten-free shampoo. Glue, people. Glue. It don't even have to, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand what the fuck glue is. Even though it put gluten on it, glue. It put gluten in meat. That was the sickest fucking shit I ever seen on TV. When they showed this goddamn piece of meat and they done chopped up all these kind of different meats, they chopped up like your bologna, with your pork, chicken, and all the other kind of fucking side products, byproducts, good byproducts in that shit. And then they mash all that shit together, and they use gluten to hold all that shit together as one form of meat, you know, all together. Ugh, that just sounds nasty. Shampoo manufacturers are starting to recognize the fact that they need gluten-free shampoo and are now offering gluten or wheat-free products. All natural. Some companies use all natural or organic, botanical or plant-derived ingredients such as plant extracts or oils, combining these additions with one or more typical surfactants. Now, botanicals. What's a botanical? That's a natural plant just growing at your garden,
natural,
right?
That's right, yeah.
So, I mean, have you ever tried to grow your own stuff?
What?
I mean, have you ever tried to do that?
Yeah, I used to have a garden for years.
Huh.
I moved out of the house a year ago.
This is fucked up. Watch out, people. Shampoo intended for animals may contain insecticides or other medications for treatment of skin conditions or parasite infestations such as fleas or mange. And these must never be used on humans. It is equally important to note that while some human shampoos may be harmful when used on animals, any human hair care products that contain active ingredients or drugs such as zinc and anti-dandruff shampoos are potentially toxic when ingested by animals. And special care must be taken not to use those products on pets. Cats are at particular risk due to their instinctive method of grooming their fur with their tongues. And dogs,
well,
too, because they always like to lick themselves.
Yeah, but it seeps into our pores using it.
Even
and
you,
also, if you have lice, you have to use shampoo that kills the lice that could kill you, too. Hello. What is it doing to us, people?
Well,
what are they doing to us? All in the name of what? Money?
Hey. Well, that's the case. Why everybody on pomegranate? You know what I'm saying? You got to think about this.
It's your mythical
style, how boring would the world be if everybody was helping? I guess it's because, it don't make no sense to me. So I guess this is how people are sitting around, thinking of different shit to corrupt your body with. Because I guess they figure, like, well, how boring would it be if everybody was fucking healthy? And we all lived 100, 150 years and shit, which you could do with proper diet, cutting out all the goddamn tobacco, all the fucking smoke from the trucks and all that shit. You cut all that shit out in the air, bitches will start to live to 115, 120, 130, and all those ridiculous sounding ages. But we was living in that shit way back when, until all of this goddamn so-called industrial age came along, and now we're into this shit that we're in right now.
If you think about it, listen, how many people have to wash their hair every single day? They're targeting. They used to just target the women with shampoo and hair products. Now they're targeting you guys with body washes and wash your balls with Axe. Get your balls cleaned up.
Or the
moving in on you guys now, They ching ching.
The loofah. You got the big football players and shit advertising for the fucking loofah. You know what I'm saying? To apply the soap and shit, which was first came out and women was using it. You know what I'm saying? Until they found out that the man was using it at home. So now, well, fuck it. Let's cater to the men. Let's put some big jock up there and put him with this little girl-ass product, and all the men will accept it. That's what you got now. That's why you got motherfuckers using loofahs and all
that
shit. Great.
Grab that ass, too.
Well, Ms. Heavenly Angel, I do apologize. I do have to cut the show short. I have to go have a meeting. Yeah. Well, no, I got a meeting to go to. I'm supposed to be going out with, going on tour January 13th through the 16th with the artist down here, Lil Key. The Bust It Wide Open song I'll be playing.
Right.
And so I'm supposed to be his driver and shit. He done rented a big ass 40-foot fucking RV, and he don't know how to drive a motherfucker.
There's nothing to.
No, it's just another vehicle. You know what I'm saying? But people just, they don't have depth perceptions. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to driving vehicles, you got to have that, people. If you always getting people always somehow always in your blind spot, yeah, you don't need no big vehicle. You need the smallest that you can get. But that's what that's all about. For me personally, I drive anything up to a 5-ton. So if there's anything smaller than that.
Yep. I used to work for Seattle Freight Company way back when. I was a dispatch to the truckers, and I used to go out with them, and I learned how to drive those trucks.
Making wide turns and all that. So I'll be riding with him. Well, I'll be driving him, actually, for those 4 days. And we're supposed to be going to a couple of different cities, around here in Florida. And I'm going to sit down with him this afternoon to actually discuss bringing Janu on board, and in order to, really get her some exposure on the road and stuff. Because, that's what my whole 2011 is all about. It's artist exposure, man. That's what it's all about, people. It's about getting these artists in the limelight, the ones that deserve to be in the limelight, not these old chicken scratch ass artists that just, say they got a hot song but not willing to push it. So, there you go. But That's to let you know it's 26 degrees in Seattle, Washington.
Yeah, hush your mouth. Hush your mouth. And it's the balls off weather here, baby.
Damn. We're a whopping, shit, probably 70, fucking 70 degrees probably right now.
Man,
pretty
I
sure.
Can't. Don't tell me that.
No, I'm just playing. I don't think we got no 70. You know what I'm saying? I don't think we got no 70. Actually, we're at 64. Ain't too bad. We got a low of 49.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, thanks.
Oh, man.
That's
we got
a
low
here,
of 49.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Warm here.
Let's check on old fan Jose before we get up out of here, people.
Can't even get my nutty on today.
Yeah,
it was already
it ain't been that much news. I don't know what the fuck is going on with nutty news. It ain't been that much news in the headlines lately, but this was up. All right, so got to get up out of here because I got to go over run and do my due. And then they had the switchboard all fucked up, so I really wasn't interested in doing another news anyway. I can't find any fucking thing because they had the whole switchboard jacked up. I don't know what kind of new system they're trying to do, whatever, but I know all the shit's fucked up.
They're going to make sure you can only play so many X amount of songs.
Well, no, that don't kick in until February 1st.
I know, but they're setting it up now, I'm sure, you know, getting it ready.
Man, that don't kick in. Well, shit, me, because they extended the deadline to January 10th. You know what I'm saying? In order to get to go premium, you know. So I don't know, man. I don't know. I just don't think
how many people end up not coming back at all.
I'm telling you, man, I'm nervous. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing to me to waste no $30. But it's like, man, why waste my time? And y'all ain't, you know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't trying to put the same effort that I'm putting into the shit, man. And if that's the case, then I might as well just find another fucking network, you know? Just goddamn, keep it fucking moving. You know, but we'll see. How's everything over there in Paranormal Soup with old Jacqueline? Been over there lately?
I popped in there for a minute yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was doing the show on Highlights. Yeah, part one.
Well, I get out here with old Lil Keith. It was busted wide open.
People.
Yeah, I gotta go drink some fucking soup or something now.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. I'll let y'all later, people. This is the end of the show. You know what I'm saying? I got to end a little early today because Blog Talk wouldn't allow me to motherfucking only make an hour show. But I guess it was meant to be. So, fuck it. You got it out of the way. Make sure you go organic, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Get off of that goddamn store-bought shit. Speaking after
food.
This, I'm going to go down to Whole Foods and get me some fucking soap. You know what I'm saying? Since I'm down that way. And I'll show it to you. Tomorrow, people, I have prices and all that kind of stuff, you know, if I get a chance to make it down. And that's where I'm headed to. Hey!
out. She bust a wide open, bust a wide open.
Hey, was you logged in? Oh, yes, you wasn't. Oh, all right. All right, yeah, we out here, people. Much love to you. All right.